The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Pelican Scoop, a hoop-ball.com presentation. I am Lyle Swithenbank, your host at Lyle Swithenbank on Twitter, at HoopBallPels is the show. Go and give us a follow on there. You know I love to live tweet and all of that sort of carry on, so if you want to make sure you don't miss a second of everything that I'm putting out in the HoopBallPels, make sure you head over and do that as well. Go and give us a follow. If you feel that way inclined and you're in the mood for giving, head over to Apple Podcast app and give us a little review on there as well and a rating. That'd be fantastic. You know, all of that counts to all the stats and obviously helps us in the long run. So, guys, now that I've got a little bit of admin out of the way, the win streak is at 4. Let me repeat that. The win streak is at 4. The Pelicans win again. They thump the Rockets. A real statement victory against those guys. 130-101. No, that is not an issue with your speaker. We absolutely smashed them. 21-point win. And we're going to break that down today, particularly because of the contributors across the board that we had. Phenomenal effort. Guys, just absolutely stoked. What more can you say? I know Twitter's been going wild, all of the guys that we've had on here and all of the people jumping on and listening and following the Pels. Surely we're all celebrating. Fantastic to see the 4-game win streak. We play the Chicago Bulls again tomorrow. They're an undermanned side as well with no big men pretty much. They've got Thad Young and otherwise Lauri Markkanen and Wendell Carter Jr. are out. Both injured, so looking forward to seeing the win streak extend. Fingers crossed. I'll probably jinx it now. But before I dive into the next game, we're gonna get into the game today. So the guys came out and showed a lot of energy. Honestly, the opening shot of the game. Usually it's a 3 against us. Instead, it was a 3 for us. Lonzo kept his hot streak going and splashed a massive 3, and we were away from there. The first quarter, we finished 30 points. They had 25. And as soon as John Wall went off, they were in some trouble. He had a rest and DeMarcus Cousins came on. Well, he started, I think. He's a defensive sieve at the moment. It was disappointing to see that he's a bit of a shell of himself compared to how he used to be. The dominant force. He's still working his way back after a couple of years off with injury. But that first quarter, we came out hot. The second quarter, typically we either drop this one or we drop the third in games gone by. Instead, we piled on 33 points. They had 25 again. So keeping a team to 50 points at the half, not a mean feat. Particularly when you keep them to, 51 in the second half. So they made their run in the third quarter. Lucky we managed to match them. They had 31 and they won that quarter. We had 29 though. So instead of having a smashing of us scoring 15 or something, they and them scoring 40, we kept it close and so they chipped away a little bit and then we unleashed a huge run through the third and fourth quarter and ended up 38 points to 20 in the last quarter and absolutely piled it on. And if you recall, all of the episodes that we've been talking about previously, when especially the ones we gave up late, when you're up high and you've got a big lead, the one thing you can't do is take your foot off the gas. You can't go and say, oh, we're going to win this now. Look, we're up by 20. Instead, you put the foot on the throat until the final siren sounds. And we have been doing that. I mean, we tried to lose the Pacers one, but instead we got saved by some Lonzo Ball heroics. In this game, it was never in doubt. Even when they made their run, it didn't feel like they were ever going to get closer than, I think, the 8 points that they got back to after us being up by about 18 or so. A 17-0 run at one point was something that we had. Oh my Lord, it was just phenomenal. Now, what makes it even better is that Zion Williamson only played 20 minutes. 20 minutes from Zion Williamson. He got into foul trouble early, had his third foul, I think, at the end of the second, and basically sat for most of the game. He still ended up with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, and a steal in 20 minutes. Imagine if he had played his normal minutes. What was he going to have? Triple-double? Insane. But another game of point Zion. Love seeing that. 7 assists. That was actually the team leader in assists was Zion in his 20 minutes. So very impressive. Love seeing him adapt to this role of actually bringing the ball up and creating. It's great to see. And the guys are making the shots that he's passing out to them, which I love. It really was a night for the other guys. And that was highlighted by the massive 40-minute game when for Josh Hart. He actually came into the game under a cloud of game-time decision because he had some back spasms. And luckily, we had the 2 days off because he actually managed to play and play probably his best game of his career. He had 20 points after starting slow with his shooting and then 17 rebounds, which is a career high, a franchise high for guys under 6'5". I think he's only the second player to do it under 6'5", I think was the stat. Shot 8 of 16, including 3 of 9 from 3. His 3-pointers have been average this year, but he splashed some big ones late when his shot was falling, and he was just really good. It was highlighted by a play where he got the 3-point play, missed the free throw, and then no one boxed him out, so he just went and got it, laid it in again, and got fouled, and then basically had 5 points. He hit his free throw the second time, and had 5 points in the span of 2 seconds. A real testament to his hard work, and he had a great game. And it really was a showing of the other guys. We got 24 minutes from Willie Hernangómez. He had a double-double, 14 and 10, 4 assists as well, a steal and a block, 5 of 8 shooting, and all of his free throws. Willie, I've been describing him as Stephen Adams light. Honestly, if you were going to pay for the free version of Stephen Adams, Willie Hernangómez is as close as you can get. Side note, they've started calling him Billy. I'll start doing that now as well, if that's what he wants to go by. But yeah, Billy, Big Bill, he's been playing well. That was great. And ever since he hit the rotation, all of a sudden we started winning. So make of that what you will. Kyra Lewis Jr., we got to see nearly 20 minutes of him. 19 minutes and 51 seconds, says the official box score. 10 points, 2 rebounds, an assist, an emphatic dunk. You know, this bloke was hounding John Wall. And yeah, of course, there was some times where he got blown by, but this kid's going to be so good. He is going to be really, really good. We also got to see Nikhil Alexander-Walker play 1 second less than Kyra. Had 7 points, 2 assists, and 2 rebounds and 4 assists, a steal and a block. Had a big block at one point as well, which came out of nowhere. You know, this could be the backcourt of the future. You know, I love seeing Nikhil playing off the ball. That's something that he's wanted to do for a while, and if you're happy and confident with Kyra to run the offense, particularly once Eric Bledsoe and Lonzo go off, well, all credit to him, and having Nikhil being able to move off the ball and not have to create for himself, it seems to be working. Yeah, I'm really impressed. Other notable performances, 22 points from Brandon Ingram in 28 minutes, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He hit some big 3-pointers, and the guy is unguardable. Honestly, the only time he is going to miss is when he decides he's going to miss or he mistimes his jump shot. No one is affecting him in any way because he is just an absolute gun. Lonzo Ball, 29 minutes. He continued his stellar performance on John Wall, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. He's taken scalps. Honestly, he is playing some of the most inspired basketball I've ever seen after his trade rumors and everyone saying he was on the way out. Sounds like he wants to stay with his mates, Josh Hart and Brandon Ingram. You know, they all came down together. Well, you're doing the right way. I don't know if we're ready to throw the bag at you yet, but keep playing like this and all of a sudden you're right in contention.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
To get some money thrown at you. Bledsoe was okay in 23 minutes, 10 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists. His jump shot has started falling. He hit a couple of 3-pointers as well. Steven Adams. Now, this is something that we should be pretty happy with. He only played 21 minutes. So, we didn't see that much of him. The thing is, he's going onto a back-to-back against a team that is small. So, you got 21 minutes from Steven Adams, who's just come off a 2-day break. He's going to be ready to go. He could play, 35 minutes tomorrow and still be fresh. There's not going to be any fatigue because the starters didn't have to play that big. You know, the most minutes were played by Josh Hart. No one played over 30 besides Josh Hart. And that's really good rotation management, particularly knowing that we've got to fly to Chicago. I saw a video that they're already on the airplane over there. And play against a Bulls team that needs a win. They're going to be desperate. So we can't go in there and think that we're just going to smash them. But if we play our brand of basketball, which we've been doing over the last four games, six of the last eight, you know, good things might happen. And it'll be good. It'll be really good to win this and get to five games because the guys have earned it. They've started playing inspired basketball. If we head over to the Houston box score, John Wall had 25. He was probably the difference between them losing by 50. Eric Gordon had 23, but he was a minus 40 on the night. He got booed as soon as he came into the arena. And yeah, you know, ever since he said his heart lies in Phoenix 9 years ago, I saw, you know, he was basically hated by New Orleans fans. And that continued today. So Jayshon Tate was good. He had 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists. Good NBL alum. He was good. PJ Tucker was average. DeMarcus Cousins did nothing in 22 minutes. He's settling for threes a lot. House and Sterling Brown off the bench at 13 and 11 respectively. And they were solid. Hit some threes. Daniel House didn't. He only hit 1 of 7. But Sterling Brown was one of those guys that hit a basket right when they needed something to just slow the Pelicans' momentum. He was solid. Now, what do we take away from this game? So we go to the key takeaways. The first one is that the depth is suddenly starting to show. Stan Van Gundy started the season with a whole heap of Gentry guys, you know, guys that had played last year, and he was like, well, if I keep this rotation the same and let the other guys earn their minutes. Obviously, Billy had just come in, Steven Adams was new, Bledsoe were new, but the bench was still in a bit of flux. So he's playing Melly, he was playing Jackson Hayes, and we were struggling so bad for a second big man just to back up Steven Adams and continue the defensive intensity. All of a sudden, Steven has a night off and Willie plays inspired basketball, wins his spot in the rotation, and we're not seeing... We saw a minute 56, I think, of of Jackson, and we saw 0.00 minutes of Nicola Melli. Now, that's not to criticise those guys, but they're obviously not playing the role that they needed to do, and when they're on, we get absolutely murdered on defence and offence because they can't do anything. So, and they're just not particularly polished basketballers at this point in their careers. Willie has been around the league for a little bit. Big Bill has been around the league for a little while. He has got that defensive mentality. He comes from good basketball pedigree, and he's been playing in Europe and the like until he came here. So, good pickup, and good that he's really performing. It takes the load off Stephen, especially because he gets hammered down there. And if he's got to play 35 minutes a night, he's going to get absolutely hammered. So it was nice to give him a little half game, and he didn't even play in the fourth quarter, which is a testament, especially when we went on the big run to say Stephen Adams wasn't playing. And overall, just really good. The depth is starting to set up. I was starting to show out. I actually would like to do a stat just while we're on that key point. Is bench points tonight was absolutely fantastic. We showed out, ended up with 57 bench points, which we haven't done that all year. You know, that's phenomenal to see these guys come off the bench and make an impact. We've been whinging about an empty bench for so long. And all of a sudden, it's starting to click, and led by Josh Hart. So, fantastic effort. Number two, Josh Hart is still the heart and soul of the team. I'll say it time and time again. I'll put it on Twitter. I'll sing it from the heavens. I don't know, whatever that saying is. Josh Hart is really good. And tonight, it showed up on the box score. It doesn't always, but the biggest mistake that we made at the deadline of extensions is not giving him, I don't know, the extra $5 million or whatever he wanted, because his intangibles and his hustle and his ability to just do a bit of everything is important, and he's going to make a really good side even better. So losing him is a no-go. We've got to give him some cash, particularly when he shows a 20-17 game. That's just next level. The third key takeaway is our backcourt of the future is emerging. And with that, I mean that Kyra and Nikhil look like they're going to be okay, and they can play together, and we didn't get smashed when they were on. You've got a rookie point guard. He hasn't played hardly any minutes, is all of a sudden getting thrust into a backup role, and he's performing. And he's doing highlight plays. He's doing dunks. He's getting steals. He's going against the best guards in the league, and it's impressive. Really excited to see that. Nikhil's showing some promise. As soon as his confidence in his jump shot hits, he's just going to be flying as well. So looking forward to seeing those guys develop. Having the big body like Billy there looking after him while they're out in the court is important as well. And, you know, they're always going to play alongside either a B.I. or a Zion. It's not going to be very often that we're not going to have either one of them on the court. And so you're never going to have to be number one on the scoring side of things. You just got to lock in. And I love seeing that. Now, usually I only do three key takeaways, but I thought of another one while I was going. And it's number four, just because I love yous, is that it's good to see that we don't just rely on the big two. B.I. and Zion didn't play too much comparatively to normal. And all of a sudden, we still smashed him. Whether that was because it was an undermanned Rockets team, of course, they had no Victor Oladipo and no Christian Wood, but still, they didn't fire a shot. They still had 90% of their squad that are good shooters, and we honestly made them look second rate. We made them look like they didn't want to be there and ran them off the court, which is exactly what you need to do, especially at home. So it was lovely to see that we could continue to produce both offensively and defensively without the two stars on the ground. And for extended times, we didn't have Zion hardly anything in that first half. I think he played 10 minutes. And, you know, when he plays 20 overall, and he still, obviously was still influential, it was great to see that the momentum didn't shift and that we didn't just panic because we didn't have these guys on the court. I love seeing that. The confidence is at an all-time high, and we need to keep that going. So, loving that. Now, before I preview the next game, of course, I'd love to thank the sponsors, mybookie.ag. If you sign up and use the code HOOPBALL, you will get a deposit match, 50% of your deposit. So you put $1,000 in, you get $500 in free money for you to do with what you will in terms of betting on the site. So go and enjoy that. You don't have to put $1,000 in. Don't try to turn around and say, I told you to do that. You can put in however much you want or as however little that you want. It's all for fun. And obviously gamble responsibly with manscaped.com is our other sponsor. Head over there, get the shaver. They've got some different gift packs and the like on there at the moment. The Lawnmower 3.0 and the moisturizers, the jocks, whatever else they got on there, you can go and have a look and get those. If you want to buy them at checkout, use HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20, and that'll give you free shipping and 20% off, which we love a good discount, particularly in these trying times. So head over and check them out and support the sponsors. Now, we will preview the game against Chicago. I recorded a podcast with Greg Moroz of the Hoopball Bulls podcast. That should come out sometime if you want to go and have a look at that as well. We're on there talking Chicago Bulls and Pels. He talked about the team being pretty undermanned. Honestly, I hope that we absolutely belt them. They're 9-14. We're now 11-12. We win this, we're 500. He raised a funny stat. Well, not funny, an interesting stat, I guess. That between 4th and 14th in the West is 4 games. So if we end up winning this game, we all of a sudden go 12-12, which is 500. And in the West, that will take us to drawed with the Kings at 9th. And all of a sudden, you're right in the playoff hunt. You're in the play-in, and we're currently there at 10th. You know, keep the win streak alive, win a few of these, and you know, Golden State hasn't been convincing. Neither has Spurs. Portland have been up and down. Phoenix have been up and down. I mean, Utah's top of the ladder with 20 wins and 5 losses. And we nearly beat them twice. Neither of those losses were convincing. We weren't just playing very good basketball. So, the West is wide open. Whether or not we can beat the Lakers, I don't know. But we'll give it a bash. At the end of the day, we just need to keep banking wins. And if you can come against a team that's struggling and is undermanned, well, these are ones you have to bank. So for me, it is 10 a.m. tomorrow. So Wednesday morning. So it'll be Tuesday night game. I don't know what time it is over in New Orleans. But it's at the United Center in Chicago. We look forward to taking them on. Obviously, they've got Zach LaVine, who's averaging 27 points a game. And Kobe White, who's averaging 5.5 assists. They're probably the two threats. If we can throw Josh Hart, Bledsoe, and Lonzo just rotating onto them, I think they'll be in a bit of trouble because their offense will be pretty stagnant otherwise. But really, this is one that I think we have to win. I don't think we can throw this game away. If we do, it'll be a shame. Obviously, we understand that that might happen. But fingers crossed it doesn't. But anyway, guys, I've had enough rattling on. I will speak to you, I suppose, after the next game. I'm Lyle Swithenbank. This is a Pelican Scoop. Bye for now.
This has been a HoopBALL presentation.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com. hoopball.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.